I dared to rest or wander, like a rest made sweeter for the step upon the grass, and view the ground's most gentled implement, as if God's finger touched but did not press in making England. Such an up and down avenger, nothing too much up or down, a ripple of land such little hills, the sky can stoop to tenderly and the wheat fields climb. Such nooks of valleys lined with orchards, fed full of noises by invisible streams. An open pasture where you scarcely tell white daisies from white dew. At intervals, the mythic oaks and elm trees standing out, self-poised upon their progeny of shade. I thought my father's land was worthy too of being Shakespeare's. Then the thrushes sang and shook my pulses and the elm's new leaves. I flattered all the beauteous country roads, as poets use, the skies, the clouds, the fields, the happy violets hiding from the roads, the primroses run down to carry in gold, the tangled hedgerows where the cows push out impatient horns and tolerant churning mouths, twixt dripping ash boughs, hedgerows all alive with birds and gnats and large white butterflies which look as if the mayflowers had caught life and palpitated forth upon the wind. Hills, vales, woods netted in silver mist, farm granges doubled up among the hills, and cattle grazing in the watered vales, and cottages, chimneys smoking with woods, and cottage gardens smelling everywhere, confused with the smell of orchards.